Good afternoon, you're tuned in to CITR 11.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory here at the University of British Columbia in Canada. This program is called The Burrow. It's on every Monday from 3 until 4 p.m. My name is Andy Resto, the host of the show. Starting off this week, we're going to hear, and we are currently hearing, Doom, A Sigh, which is a piece by Kronos Quartet from their record Black Angels. It's going to be a slow burner in general this week. Lots of long ones. So sit back and relax. This is Doom, period, A Sigh by Kronos Quartet here on The Burrow, CITR 101.9 FM. Created in the Image of Suffering is the title of the new record by the San Francisco-based doom metal band called King Woman. That song is called Utopia. It's all very grandiloquent thus far on the program. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. This show is called The Burrow. It's on every Monday from 3 to 4 p.m. Grand themes for those first two pieces. King Woman with Utopia on the record put out by Relapse called Created in the Image of Suffering. And opening the show was the Kronos Quartet with one of the pieces from their album Black Angels, which is about, you know, the entire cycle of it, the death and the rebirth and the peaks and the valleys and etc. And that was a song called Doom, a Sigh, preceding the doom metal band. The vocal recordings in there are a Romanian song that someone recorded, their old folk songs about one person was singing about the death of their family members, and the other one was speaking about a civil war of sorts. We're going to go from the grand scale to the minutia. Still a very long song, but simplicity of everyday life. Sun Kill Moon has a new record, which is a two-disc record called Common as Light and Love Are the Red Valleys of Blood. He just keeps getting more and more into his diary of sorts. And he's going to tell you about his day. And in this song, which is the opening track of the album called God Bless Ohio, he's going to tell you about some of his childhood. Here on the Burrow, CITR 101.9, this song is once again Sun Kill Moon, and it is called God Bless Ohio.
Chased by police through cornfields and mauled by canine dogs. And when I go back and visit, it's like a ghost town. We drive around and around and around past the perpetually vacant sextons. Past the abandoned Molly Stark Hospital. And I think about the old Mansfield prison where Shawshank Redemption was found. Alcoholics Anonymous, guys I knew in my teens who had been in and out, past the old steel mill. I think about my grandpa and that horrible nursing home and that ugly tattoo on his sagging, dying arm. I said, fuck that, dad, whatever that is, I'm never, ever, ever gonna get one. My dad is one or two left of his nine siblings, and when he's gone, I'm gonna lay down in my bed, and I'm never gonna wanna get out again.
I'm never gonna get out again.
But I'm gonna be strong like him, cause if my little brother goes before me, don't wanna swim out into the sea and never come back, baby.
God bless Ohio.
God bless. every man, woman, and child. God bless every bag of bones, 6 feet under the snow. God bless, oh, God bless, oh, God bless Ohio. Just saw the news on my television in New York. Pike County, Ohio massacre. If it ain't families getting shot, it's one thing or the other. Guy letting his pet lions loose in the street and putting a gun in his mouth. Young girls held as slaves in the basement by a guy until a neighbor ratted him out. Craigslist killers luring people by offering them work on a farm. Killed and buried their bodies out by Belden Village Mall. Stole their cars and their credit cards. God bless Ohio. God bless every man, woman, and child. God bless every bag of bones, 6 feet under the snow. God bless, oh, God bless, oh, God bless Ohio. Oh, a sadness lingers in the rain clouds up above. Sadness lingers in the lightning storms, rain floods. Oh, sadness lingers in the graffiti underneath the bridge. Oh, sadness lingers in the old dilapidated barn. Coming off the hinges. And in the empty downtown parking lots, and the lonely alleyways, and the foreclosed homes that once had kiddie pools in the yards and cars parked in the driveways. Oh, but the beautiful things from Ohio, my mother, my mother, my mother, my mother. Emma walks along the path of the Tuscarawas River. Oh, the Tuscarawas River. The beautiful children of my sister and the blue herons gliding across ponds. The black squirrels nibbling on acorns, the fireflies flickering on the summer lawn. On the summer. Domino's pizza brings me back to when I was younger, when I was younger, when I was younger, when I was younger, when I was young. These kids are here outside my window. I was one of them, I was one of them, I was one of them, I was one. Now I'm the old man in the chair, deep in thought in the living room. I'm that old man now, and I'm grateful I got this far, and that I become him. And when I go back, we drive around, 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 we drive around. The old supermarket we used to go high behind, it's closed down. I was raised on groceries my mom brought home from there. Spring, summer, fall, winter, fall, Velveeta cheese and Wonder Bread and chocolate milk and Salisbury steak. She squirreled away a few bucks along the way because she loved you and she loved you. So she could make sure we had a few gifts each year under the Christmas tree. At the risk of pissing my dad off very, very, very badly, she socked that money away from those grocery store trips without him knowing. For you and me, what saved me from dark clouds hanging over Ohio was chasing a dream, baby. Who would have known that the pursuit of love and music would have either bought me a home, would have Take me to Tokyo, to Tel Aviv, to Athens, to Reykjavik and Rome.
Track of the new Sun Kill Moon record, and it is indeed called God Bless Ohio. Record is called Common as Light and Love Are the Red Valleys of Blood. You're tuned into The Burrow on CHR 11.9 FM on every Monday from 3 until 4, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory. My name is Andy Resto. Thank you all for tuning in, whoever might be indeed tuned in. If you want to call and tell me that you're tuned in, that you thought that song was a bit too long, it's 10 minutes, you can go ahead and call 604-822-2487. I will say that next week on the program, which is Monday, March 13th, I'm going to be heavily insistent upon callers, and that is, of course, because our annual fundraiser, known affectionately as Fun Drive, is starting this Thursday at noon and will be running until March 16th with the great wrap-up concert show party on Friday, March 17th. So next week on this show, I'll be chatting to you about the greatness of community radio and all the wonderful things we do, and why it could be worth your while to reach into your pockets and even give those $2 that are in your pocket. I'll also personally on this program have some prizes to give away. I've gathered a chunk of prize packs from local record labels, including Big Smoke, Agony Club, off-season and jazz records, all of whom have had artists featured on this show in the past. Okay, after these messages, we're going to come back with a more mellow musical set. I think I mentioned last week a new record from a duo that goes by High Plains, which is a duo of the local artist Scott Morgan, who does Lossal with a Wisconsin-based cellist, and it's a great album, Cinderland. And then we're going to hear something new from an artist named Kelly Moran, and she has a record called Blood Root coming out at the end of the month on Northern Spy Records, and it's all harp and kind of manipulated guitars. So it's like, it's electroacoustic music, primarily based on a harp. It's very nice. You are tuned into The Burrow on CITR 101.9 FM.
How do you like your media?
Raw.
Spicy.
Free. I like my media sunny side up.
Shape your media just the way you like it by supporting CITR. Every year, we ask listeners, readers, friends, and family to support CITR by donating to our annual fund drive. It keeps the station running, and it helps us take on new projects. This year, CITR is looking to help our community shape their media by fundraising to provide new training sessions in current affairs journalism, giving creators new skills to shake up the media landscape. Thursday, March 9th at 12 p.m. to March 16th, we're opening up our phone lines old school telethon style. Call in during your favorite programs to hear about the special prizes each show is offering. You can support CITR and Shape Your Media by making a pledge. You can also make a pledge now online at www.citr.ca/fundrive. How do you like your media, John?
Spicy. Is that good?
Thank you.
Wait, hold on.
I think
he can also say spicy. Can I say something else?
Mm-hmm.
No, can you ask me a question again?
How do you like your media?
Well done. But that's not like what CITR is, more like a rare steak.
Conservation is the first and best resource option for BC. Do your part. Turn off the lights when you leave a room and unplug your cell phone charger when charging is complete. Visit bchydro.com to find out more ways you can make a difference. This message brought to you by BC Hydro Power Smart and CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Thank you.
Want to know what's up at UBC? Read the UBC. It's only the largest student newspaper in Western Canada, and it's written and edited entirely by UBC students. The UBC is your source for on-campus news, culture, and sports. New editions come out every Monday and Thursday. For breaking news, as well as amazing videos and blogs, check out ubc.ca.
Unearthing the depths of contemporary cassettes and vinyl undergrounds, ranging from DIY bedroom pop and garage rock all the way to harsh noise and, of course, drone. Pop Drone, every Wednesday at 10 to 11:30 a.m. at CITR 101.9 FM.
My advice to young girls would be, go home after school.
Tuned into The Burrow on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory at UBC on the edge of the peninsula, looking out into the vast nothingness, or the vast everything that is the ocean. Nenin was what we heard before those messages, a song called Cove from her record Two Mountains. She's from Montreal. That came out last year about this time. It's about a year old. Haven't checked out that CD in a while. I'm a fan. Nenin's got some really good releases. Put out a couple splits on Misery Loves Company, a small label in Montreal, and are really good. Anyhow, I thought it went well also with what went before it, which is an artist named Kelly Moran. And she is from New York State, I want to say, coming out with a new record on March 24th called Bloodroot. And I was saying before, it was harps and it's electroacoustic music with guitars, and that's true. There's some strings, but also the second main component is piano. It's harps and piano are the main ingredients there. High Plains, new project that local ambient artist Lossel has put together with a cellist who is from Madison, Wisconsin, and it's one of my favorites of the year thus far. Album's called Cinderland, and we heard Song for a Last Night. Fun fact about Kelly Moran and her album Bloodroot, skimming through some of the info about it. Turns out it was mixed by Colin Marston, who's a guitarist for the band Kralis. Friends of the program, I've interviewed a member of Kralis before and have played them many times on the show, a black metal band from New York. Colin Marston also played in the band Gorguts. It's a Canadian, really wild metal group, just absolute chaos that just works. And after reading that, I thought I needed to make a transition anyhow, because we're going to have some heavier music here for the last quarter of the show. And I ran into our CD library here, and I dug up Gorguts' 2000 record from 2000, I want to say. 1998, sorry, called Obscura, that has a bit of a cult status. And we're going to hear the song The Carnal State to kick off this next set, and then a brand new band called Snakehole will follow that. You're listening to The Burrow on CITR 101.9 FM. Brace yourselves. Yeah.
We'll be right back.
was Snake Hole. They're a group from Miami, and they're putting out their first full-length record. They've had an EP come out, but this is their first full-length record. It's called Interludes of Insanity. And that was the opening track, the sprawling opening track, Hollow Tomorrow. Everybody is upset. Everybody has problems. Everybody gets angry about many different things. And that's what this show this week covered. Both embracing that in anger, embracing it in sadness, and also embracing it in happiness and satisfaction for having existed. Okay, that I really had not come up with that beforehand, but that's what we're gonna say. Next week, remember, it's going to be the fun drive edition of the Burrow, and you can call into the show and win some prize packs from local record labels that I will describe more in detail on the show itself, and we'll do some social media posting about what will be available. Fun Drive itself starts this Thursday at noon, so all of you listening out there, if you are fans of CITR or Discorder Magazine, maybe you will find it in your heart to call in, to go online to CITR.ca/donate and give a little. Anyhow, Jade is going to be up next with a little bit of soul, as usual. To close things off, there's a new Pissed Jeans record called Why Love Now, and we're going to listen to Waiting on My Horrible Warning. Thanks for listening. This has been The Burrow on CITR 101.9 FM.
Waiting for a headache that never goes away.